And welcome to the You're Crazy for Not Being Crazy podcast. I'm your host, Joey Wormer, and on this podcast, we are going to discuss some parts about life that most people would regard as crazy, but I would believe to be an essential part of the pursuit of happiness. And just to jump into this to begin with, on this episode, we'll go over my story and what I've done and what I believe to be true. And in the later episodes, we're going to grab other people I know, people that are close to me, and other people that I believe follow the same kind of mindset to come on the show, and we'll talk about how they got to where they are and what they believe. So, first of all, as I said, I'm Joey Wormer. I grew up in a small town in Los Alamos in a family of eight. I had conservative homeschooled parents and was homeschooled until high school. Were put in high school, and when I was 18, I went to a community college in Albuquerque to start studying machine tool technology or programming CNC machines. Machining overall, if you don't know what that is, it's basically taking a block of metal and turning it into a finished part. Super cool. I love it. I'm glad I got into it. It's an amazing industry, but dirty and grimy, and that's preferable to some people. After that, I transferred my scholarship over to UNM and started in the mechanical engineering program for a year. Did that for a year, decided I was lazy and didn't like math that much, and went to the business school. And I'm now a senior in business school and was scheduled to graduate this spring, but this is where the crazy part comes in. I'm dropping out three classes away for a variety of reasons, which I'll get into later, but it all kind of falls back to the you're crazy for not being crazy kind of mentality. So that's what I've done, that's what I'm doing right now. And to go into the you're crazy part, I believe that the secret to life is following your dreams, following your intuition, doing what you think is right, and not listening to anybody else in the process, because everybody else is too scared to actually do what they want with their life. So if they say you're doing what they want, they're going to be threatened by it, and that tends to be a big issue. So my dreams right now, I guess you could call, I want to call it just a dream. It's not like I went to bed, I had a dream, and I woke up, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go do that. It's more like there's this really cool thing that I'm passionate about, and I want to go chase, so I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to let anyone tell me I can't. And one of my dreams was I ride stunt ride motorcycles, and I have a company that I started a few months ago where I build titanium scrape bars for motorcycles. So if you're on your bike and you have my part, you can do a wheelie, and as your tail touches the asphalt, the titanium hits, creates a ton of sparks, looks real cool, and everyone goes, yay! So that would be one of my dreams, and one of the things people kind of tried to shun me away from when I was starting it. Especially, well, one of the big things with it was I wrote my own patent for it. And before I go any further, I can't call myself a successful entrepreneur because I actually haven't sold a single thing from any of my businesses. But I have put a lot of work into figuring out how they work. I know how to make my own website. I know how to write my own patent, stuff like that. And I guess I really can't say anything about the patent because it hasn't come back for its iterations yet. But for example, so I want to write this patent and everyone's being like, oh no, you need like 20 grand. You need to go to a lawyer and you need to go pay him or else your patent's going to be garbage or you're never going to get it written. That's just the way it works these days. So me, I said, screw it. I'm going to go online and I'm going to figure out how to write a patent. And that's exactly what I did. I went to the site, went to the United States Patent Office site, got their information, got their tips, even called them up in the process of writing my patent to get tips on how to file, and spent $450 and I filed my first patent. I have a patent pending status on one of my inventions. And that was done for $500. That wasn't, I'd have to pay a lawyer, I'd have to do shit. And one day I will pay a lawyer if my iterations come back and they don't like what it is and I'm on my final iteration and I need to get it right or else I don't get my patent. Then I'll probably hire a lawyer. But I still got an iteration before that I can review, correct everything, and turn it in. But that's aside from the point. The point is I did something that everyone said was stupid, that I was never going to be able to do. Like, you're stupid, just stay in school and make money and hopefully you'll save up enough money at a job you hate so you can finally start a company you love. And that mentality, I think, is garbage. Complete garbage. There's so much opportunity in life. Like, why am I going to spend my time doing something I hate in the hopes that I can do something I love when I could do something I love to later do something I love as well? Like, it blows my mind that everyone's sitting at these jobs that they hate just because they are brought down by popular opinion or whatever. So that really comes back to the you're crazy for not being crazy. And to iterate on that statement, and where it comes from is life is a crazy dynamic, always changing. It's wild. It's insane. And trying to keep it consistent, trying to keep it static, is really it's impossible, which makes it a little bit stupid or a lot of bit stupid. So in life, you're honestly better off being a crazy nut, because then you might actually vibe with life and make things happen. Because if you're just a static and you're just staying the same and trying to keep everything consistent, life's just gonna pass you by and you're gonna stay right where you are. Versus that crazy dude who's down for whatever, taking his opportunities and chasing his dreams, following his intuition, he's gonna go with life and life's gonna take him wherever. And that in itself is such a beautiful thing. And I wish everybody listening to this could look at their life and ask themselves, truly, am I actually doing what I love? Is this what I want to do? Or am I doing this because somebody else is pressuring it to me? Whether it be a parent, a brother, a sibling, a relationship partner, like whatever, whoever is pressuring you to do whatever. Take a step back and actually ask yourself, is this what I want to do? Because if it isn't, I mean, your life, you do what you want. In my life, that's something I'd like to change, and that's something I am changing at the moment. And let's go back to the how I'm dropping out of business school, which, you know, it seems retarded. Like, I'm 3 semesters away, I can have a bachelor's degree, and I get a sick job. Oh, great. And I'm dropping out. And my family's giving me mad amounts of negative response to it. They're all telling me I'm stupid. They're all telling me I should just finish school. You're being an idiot. You're not an entrepreneur, blah, blah, blah. All my friends are telling me the same thing. Not all of them. Let's take that back. Not all of them. 99% of them are, though. Maybe 90 if we're lucky. But I have a few friends that are telling me, absolutely, chase it. Do what you're doing, because that's what matters. And those siblings and those parents that are telling me to chase my dreams and do what I do, and regardless of what they think is stupid and just accepting it, those are the people that matter in my life. Those are the friends that are going to stick with me. And those are the friends where we're going to push each other to do great things. The people that are telling me that's stupid, you're not never going to happen, might as well get a job, those are the people that are leaving my life because they can't dream on a for real basis. Like, they cannot dream. They do not have the balls to straight, no, I'm not doing this. I'm done. I'm going to follow my dreams. I don't care how crazy they are. I don't care how stupid they are. I don't care if it doesn't make any money. I'm going to do it because, I mean, you can look at my businesses personally, and none of them are really all that successful because I haven't made money. But in my mind, I've already achieved success because I have a brand out there. I get to have fun with it. I get to rep people on my Instagrams. By the way, at JW Stuntworks, if you're interested. If not, don't bother with it. It's for a very niche market, or niche, depending on where you're from. But I believe I've already got there because I don't believe success is measured by money or monetary items or stuff. I think success is measured within you, and more than that, I believe a smile is worth way more than a dollar, $10, $20, whatever. Because at the end of the day, money's money, it goes away. You know, like, if you haven't figured it out now, I hope you listen to this and take it to heart. There is no correlation between how much money you make and how happy you are. You could be a billionaire and be miserable because you didn't do what you loved and you didn't chase your dreams. You just go out there, make a bunch of money. Oh, yay. Maybe I'll get to go do my dreams now. But now you're so caught up in whatever you did to make that money, you don't even know what your dreams are. You don't even know who you are. And if that's you, I'm not saying it's true. This is a projection of my imagination of what would happen to me if I didn't chase my dreams. That I would be caught in kind of that loop that I see a lot of people caught in, just stuck. So we're going to wrap up this podcast, and I know that's kind of a lot of crazy stuff. I'm kind of a crazy guy, and I know that, but hopefully you take this to heart. Like, at the end of the day, you know, you're crazy for not being crazy, and I believe that to heart because following dreams these days is crazy talk. You're insane. Never going to happen. But here's a kicker. If you put your mind to it and you love what you do, and the third aspect, which is so important, you are trying to help people, you will be successful. I can guarantee that. And if it's not in money, it's in something else. and that something else is going to be far more valuable than money will ever be. So take it to heart. Have an excellent week, and don't ever forget, you're crazy for not being crazy.